A very wise philosopher once said, "Give the people light, and they will find their own way." And that is exactly what has been done by the man whose voice you are about to hear. On a subject blurred and fogged by the mists of superstition, obscured by meaningless dogma, he has turned the clear white light of sound thinking and common sense. He has revealed facts, often startling facts. He has shown people the truth, and that truth has swept around the world, has made thousands upon thousands of converts. He has replaced empty creeds born of pagan mythology with principles that can be proved. That man, if you have not already guessed his name, is Dr. Frank Robinson of Moscow, Idaho, one of the outstanding figures of this modern scientific age in which we live. And his system of philosophy is called Psychiana. How would you like to visit Dr. Robinson in his own home? Hear him discuss his philosophy? Well, you can, for here is your guide to take you there.
As you approach Moscow, Idaho, in an airplane, you see first, spread out beneath you, a series of rugged hills stretching away into the misty distance. Hills whose slopes are covered with tall, straight pines and fir trees. And now, drawing nearer, you observe, nestling snugly in a little valley, the town of Moscow. It is not a big city, but out of it has come a philosophy which has encompassed the earth. It is the home of a man known the world over. Later, you walk up the street leading to his house. And if you are fortunate, you will hear, coming from that house, the notes of an organ. And then, after the last note has died away, you enter. You find yourself in Dr. Robinson's study, seated, if the evening is cool, in front of a snapping fire. On the floor romp two rosy-cheeked youngsters. And seated on the organ bench, swung around so that he faces you, is Dr. Robinson himself. From the moment you entered, he has put you entirely at ease. And now you are engaged in a lively discussion.
Well, what shall we talk about this time?
If you'll recall, Dr. Robinson, on my last visit, you promised to tell me a few things about the Bible. Show me what it is and what it is not.
That's right. I did promise you that, didn't I? Well, wait till I run these two kiddies out into the living room, and I'll tell you a few facts that you've probably never known before. Here, now you youngsters run on now. That's right. And close the door, Alfie, dear. By the way, are these little talks of mine interesting to you?
Are they interesting? Well, I should say they are. And more than that, they are interesting to many thousands of others, too, within the range of the radio stations over which they're broadcast. And believe me, you are doing a service to the United States which it has needed for a long time. But how about telling me something about the Bible?
All right. The first picture I want you to get is the fact that there is not one great religious system in the world, but there have been seven of them.
What are those seven, Doctor?
There was Brahmanism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Zoroastrianism, Mohammedanism, Judaism, and Christianity, and they all were born in Asia. More than that, they all had their so-called sacred books, which they used to propagate their respective teachings, and these sacred books were nearly all written by Asiatic priests. As a matter of fact, the oldest Bibles in the world are the Vedas, and they have almost a dozen of them. And the Chinese have a Bible which contains documents over 4,000 years old. The followers of Zoroaster have a Bible called the Avesta, far antedating the Christian Bible. Then again, the Mohammedans have their sacred Bible, which they call the Koran. We have another sacred Bible called the Torah, which is the Book of the Law and the Bible of the Jews. By the way, the Jews have four different Bibles. Then we come down to the textbook of the Christian religion, and you will readily see that the Bible is only one of a number of Bibles for which divinity is claimed.
Now, just a moment, Doctor. Do I understand you to say that these other religions all considered their Bibles just as divinely inspired as the Christian religion considers its Bible?
Now, that is exactly the fact. The only thing is, of course, that the Christians deny the divinity of these other Bibles and affirm that they are only of human origin. And the rest of these religions also deny the divinity of the Bible and claim that it is of human origin, which happens to be a fact.
Doctor, can you prove that?
Absolutely and positively. And my fight with the religious organizations of today lies in the fact that these organizations ask us to believe their story and don't tell us Americans all the truth by any manner of means. As a matter of fact, this Christian Bible is not one book, nor was it written at one time, nor was it written by any one man, nor does anyone know who wrote most of it.
Do I understand you correctly, Doctor, that no one knows who wrote most of the Bible?
That is what I said, for out of the 66 books in the Bible, at least 50 are absolutely anonymous. No one knows who wrote them, nor does anyone know where they came from.
Well, that is an amazing statement, Dr. Robinson, and certainly is contrary to what is being taught today by the different religious organizations. I would naturally think, Doctor, that these four Gospels, which contain the story of God in the form of a man, should certainly be so concise and should certainly be capable of proof, especially when you and I are told that if we do not accept the story they tell, we are eternally damned.
Yes, I would think so, too. But let me say to you and to the hundreds of thousands of people who will listen to this message that there does not exist now, there has never existed any direct evidence of any kind that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John had anything to do with writing these Gospels. It positively cannot be proven, and therefore, every minister of every religious organization, before he tells you or anyone else that you are damned if you do not believe this story, should certainly also tell you that he is reading from an utterly anonymous writing.
Well, Doctor, then according to that, there is no authentic information as to whether the story of Jesus Christ is fact or fiction.
Yes, there is plenty of authentic information on that point. And the information tends to the belief that the entire story is fiction and not fact.
Well, Doctor, I thought there had always been a New Testament, even in the time of Christ.
Well, you are wrong. The first mention of the New Testament was in the 3rd century, 300 years after the supposed time of Christ.
Well, Doctor, where did the record come from?
I'm glad you asked that question. For you should have the answer, and so should everyone else who wants to know the truth of this matter. Now let me say to you that a Roman Catholic bishop called Irenaeus must have the credit for founding not only the Roman Catholic Church, but also the New Testament canon, which is strictly a Roman Catholic work. The New Testament did not exist before the time of Irenaeus. He was the first man to make the collection of books and was the first to claim inspiration and divine authority for them.
About what date was that, Doctor?
That was a good many years after the supposed time of Christ. I will go into that later on. But I would like to tell you why he gave us only 4 Gospels. He says himself, and I quote, "There are 4 quarters to the earth on which we live, 4 universal winds, animals have 4 legs, so we must have 4 gospels, unquote. Now to come back to this record, the oldest records in existence are 3. Religious organizations like to call these the codes. The oldest of these old Greek manuscripts is the Sinaitic, and this old Bible is preserved in St. Petersburg, and, believe it or not, was discovered in a convent near Mount Sinai. No one knows the date of the thing, and no definite statement regarding its age can be made. There are those who believe it dates back to the 4th century, but I don't think that likely. It probably came into existence between 500 and 700 A.D. I might state that this code, or this old Bible, only contains 29 books, 2 of which are not in our present Bible at all.
You said that was the what manuscript, Doctor?
That is the Sinaitic manuscript. Then there is another one in the Vatican Library in Rome, and it is claimed that it belongs to the 4th century also. It has part of the New Testament in it, but only the four Gospels, Acts, and a part of the Epistles. Then the third one is called the Alexandrian manuscript, which is now in the British Museum, and which is supposed to belong to the 6th century. Now, that is all the evidence in existence concerning the Bible and the entire story of the fall of man with his subsequent need of a Savior.
Then I am to understand, Dr. Robinson, that these three are the only records there are?
These are the oldest of all Bibles in existence, and as I say, no one knows where they came from or who wrote most of them. One is not complete, and the other two are quite different from the Bible used today. There is one very interesting fact here I would like to tell you, and that is the fact that Martin Luther, who was the direct cause of Protestantism, claimed that five of the epistles now held out to you as the divinely inspired word of God were false, and he discarded them entirely. Of course, those teaching Orthodox religion do not tell us this today, but it is a fact nevertheless.
Well, now, Doctor, this is all mighty, mighty interesting. And I imagine for the first time in a good many years, light is being thrown on a subject which needs all the light possible. I wonder before I go if you could give me some authority covering the statements you have made to me. I know that you know what you are talking about, but someone may ask me for some definite authority outside of you. Could you give me that authority, please?
That will not be hard to do. Professor George T. Ladd of Yale writes this, quote, "The authorship and date of most of the Old Testament writings and some of the New Testament will never be known with certainty," unquote. And you find that on page 294 of his book, What is the Bible?
Well, Dr. Robinson, you certainly have told me things I didn't know before. And this 15-minute period has slipped away rapidly. But I think we still have time for one thing more.
And what's that?
Another selection on the organ.
Well, then, suppose I play Love's Old Sweet Song.
Yes, this 15-minute period has slipped by. But Dr. Robinson will be with us again very soon with more interesting facts. In Dr. Robinson's complete outline of Psycheana, there are thousands of such facts. Facts which will open your eyes. And you may have a copy of his outline entirely without cost and without obligating yourself in the slightest degree. A penny postcard will bring it. Why not send for it at once? Just say, "Send me a free copy of your outline." And address your postcard to the station to which you are listening, or directly to Dr. Frank Robinson, Moscow, Idaho. If you do send it to Moscow, Idaho, be sure to include in the address the words Radio Department. We return you now to your local announcers.